NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is also in Los Angeles. She's been following the day's developments as candidates jockey for position in the election, and she's been asking Californians for their reaction.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa broke into tears as he announced he's pulling out of the race for California governor, but he leaves a lot of people still in the running, more than 350 official candidates at last count. Today, many of them filed their papers at registrars' offices around the state, including Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who says he's actually opposed to the recall. They'll be running against everyone from political pundit Arianna Huffington to self-proclaimed smut peddler, Hustler Magazine's Larry Flynt, former child actor Gary Coleman, and busty Hollywood billboard icon Angeline. The number and diversity of candidates has led some Californians to wonder, where's the circus?
My own personal opinion is I'd like to see Howdy Doody in there instead of Gray Davis. You get a stripper running and Larry Flynt is running and a little bit of everybody. It's almost carnival atmosphere.
Roger is a state employee who would only give his first name. Outside the Grand Central Market in downtown Los Angeles, he said the recall election is only adding to California's already wacky reputation.
We already have crazy people here, and I think it just verifies to the rest of the country that we are a little odd. Hey, you know, it's entertainment.
In fact, hundreds of cheering Schwarzenegger fans came out to watch the Terminator file his papers at the L.A. County Registrar's office. Admirers of the Republican movie star showed up even in the typically progressive San Francisco Bay Area. At one stop along the BART subway in San Francisco, business executive Grace Healy says she's thrilled about his candidacy.
It would be the best thing that ever happened to California. His spirit, his beliefs, he's an honest man, he's a strong man. It doesn't matter if he's not had an office before. I mean, you know, look at the people who've had office before and what they've done. I'm sure he could do it. And he's got Maria and, oh my goodness.
To some people, like vocational counselor Joseph Held, the actor's candidacy is a joke.
I think it's ridiculous. I think the guy has no experience in politics. I think it's just a Republican ploy to put the best candidate forward that they think can win. I don't believe in recall elections. I mean, the people voted Davis in, and even if he's a terrible governor, which he's an average governor, he should, you know, have his full term.
Other Californians say the recall election is going to cost taxpayers millions of dollars that it simply doesn't have, considering its staggering budget deficit. Troy Locke lives in the Central Valley town of Modesto.
I mean, if you're in debt $30 billion or something, how are you going to get out? How's anybody going to get you out? There had to be a miracle worker to do it that's in such a bad shape, I think.
Jerry Bowman, an attorney in L.A. who's a member of the Green Party, says he doesn't like Gray Davis, but he doesn't see many alternatives.
I think I'm going to vote for Larry Flynt. I mean, it's the most ridiculous choice, you know? I mean, we're already just going overboard. Why not just go all the way?
James Banks, a civil engineering professor in San Diego, is worried about the process.
People are, you know, having the recall election because they're upset about the way things are going, but it's almost, you know, if we wind up with somebody who doesn't even have majority support as governor, I don't see how that's going to improve the situation.
That's because the winner of the October 7th recall election will only need a plurality, not a majority, to prevail. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.